A U-turn for two major ride-hailing companies, Uber and Lyft. A judge in San Francisco ordered yesterday that both companies classify drivers as employees instead of independent contractors. Uber and Lyft have argued their drivers prefer the flexibility of working as freelancers, while labor unions contend the independent classification deprives drivers of benefits like health insurance and workers' compensation. Let's talk more about this with Ina Free, chief technology correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Thanks, Tanya.
So California is the biggest market in the U.S. for both of these companies. It's actually where they were both founded. Drivers have been outspoken about pay and rights for a really long time, and this pandemic has exacerbated this issue as demand for services has gone down. Tell us why this injunction is significant.
Well, it's significant because all the past efforts have really resulted in a standoff where the companies were under pressure to add benefits, but not being forced to. And this ruling, unless an appeals court stays it, would actually force them to immediately make that change. The ruling would go in effect in 10 days unless an appeals court takes it up.
To step back a few steps, this lawsuit in May filed by the California Attorney General and several city attorneys contend that Uber and Lyft violated a new law known as AB 5, which went into effect at the beginning of the year, by misclassifying drivers as independent contractors versus employees. Uber and Lyft contend they actually made some adjustments after the law went into effect. Why did those changes fall short?
Well, the changes were designed to get around this law, and they made a couple superficial changes that impacted riders some, but didn't really change the fundamental nature of the service.
Uber's CEO is actually calling for establishing benefit funds for gig workers instead of this overhaul of classifying them as employees. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's proposing?
Well, what Uber would like to see is a different sort of system. And in part, that's recognizing that they weren't going to be able to get away with the way that they've done things in the past. But also recognizing that offering traditional benefits in the way that typically companies have may not be super workable for either the company or workers. Workers who, you know, in many cases want to be able to have the flexibility to drive an hour or two one week and nearly full time another week. So what Uber proposed in an op-ed in the New York Times is a third system, a third way, something that's not an employee and not a contractor.
Okay. What's the response to that idea and also to this ruling from drivers and labor advocates?
So, I mean, labor advocates want to see them classified as employees and have been pushing hard. I think, you know, it's hard to know. You know, drivers don't speak with one unified voice here because
yes.
People drive for Uber and Lyft for different reasons. For some people, it's their main job, and they clearly would benefit from benefits, assuming they still had the same amount of hours, et cetera. Others do it sporadically, do it as an augment to their regular job, and benefits might be less important.
Mm-hmm. Uber and Lyft have 10 days to appeal this decision before it goes into effect, and both have said that they plan to. But in light of what has happened over the last year and really several years, what's their argument?
Well, I think, you know, their point is they're not exactly employees. They do have more flexibility than your typical employee, similar to contractors. You know, they really are somewhere in between the two if you look at what tends to characterize an employee or a contractor, although the California law was specifically designed to say, no, these are employees. There are also ballot measures coming up in California that could change California law, even this newly created California law that was the resulted in this injunction.
Okay. So there will be lots of shifts and changes over the next few months. I want to know, how do you think this will impact the future of the gig economy? Could other states follow suit in more stringent enforcement of labor rights for workers in the gig economy?
I think we may see more efforts for states. I think it's also really a reminder of how unique the American system is, where people rely on their job to provide health care. It's another area where, you know, having health care provided by the state, by the government, instead of the workforce would make life dramatically simpler and more straightforward. It's another reason for universal health care, if you will. is if more of our economy is going to look like the gig economy, traditional employer-based benefits seem to make less and less sense.
That's Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Thank you, Ina.
Thank you.